This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you for tuning in today. Now, beginning today, we're going to talk about some stuff that I guarantee you for the rest of this week, I'm going to rock your world. Because if it doesn't, something's wrong. Because we're going to talk about how much God loves you, okay? And we're going to go through the scriptures so that you, and again, remember what we talked about yesterday. You need to make these things personal to you, okay? And that's going to be extremely important as we go forward. Now, so let's talk about how much God loves you. Now, again, I've been laying a foundation and a framework from the Word of God. I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to all of these messages over and over. I don't know how many messages we've got. I think it's far more than 50, right? We're almost at 60 messages on the love of God. And you need this. You need to get this down on the inside of you and get this down in your heart. It's absolutely free. Our partners make it possible. And you need to get a hold of it. Not only that, right now we're giving away a free daily devotional on knowing and believing the love of God so that you can get established in the love of God. Okay? But we're now, after everything we've talked about, after we've seen the love of God in action, we're going to talk about how much does God love you. Now, again, I want to make this very clear. I'm going to make this as personal as possible because I don't want you to look at the love of God as a concept. I actually want you to believe it for yourself, personally. And listen, this was a hard thing for me because I remember one time the Lord, I was getting ready to pray for somebody for a miracle, and I was driving. This is years ago, and the Lord actually said to me, He said, "Well, how powerful do you think I am to do this for them?" And I'm telling Him how powerful I think He is. He goes, "Well, why do you believe that for them, but you don't believe that for you? You can see," and then he asked this question, "you can see me doing it for them, but you can't see me doing it for you." And honestly, this answers the question, if you think about it, why do these ministers that operate in a healing anointing, why do they get sick? Why do they have all these problems? It's not because the power of God isn't real. A lot of times people learn how to believe for other people, but they don't learn how to believe for themselves. And again, if I were to talk to you for any length of time, if this has not been a major subject in your life, I guarantee you we're going to cross a bridge where you will be very bold about God's love, mercy, and compassion for me, but you won't believe it for yourself. And when you do not believe it for yourself, you limit what God is able to do in your life. And if you're sitting there saying you can't limit God, you need to go back and to the website and listen, because I prove scripturally that not only can you limit God, but that you do. Okay? And so, again, I want to go back at this. You in your own life, and if these ministers, they don't receive from God, and you think, well, it must not be real, because if anybody would have received it, was them. No, because they're ultimately, we ministers are just like you. We just have a different assignment. We have the same struggles you do. And in fact, it can be harder because you can, a lot of times ministers with healing anointing can actually feel something in the anointing for themselves. But then when you have to receive, and for ourselves, we have to receive by faith. And we're going to be talking about that at some point, how to receive by faith. But a lot of ministers, they don't ever get established in receiving for themselves. And if you don't learn how to receive for yourself, whether you're a minister or whether you're a congregant, you're just not going to receive. Not because God is not withholding, but because you don't know how to receive. Okay? So let's talk about how much God loves you. Now, I'm here in Romans chapter 5, verse 6. It says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." Okay. Now, I just read that as impersonal, but let's talk about what this means about God loving you. Now, it says, "For when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Let's talk about you. Let's talk about me. And I'm going to read this to you. "For when you were still without strength, in due time Christ died for you, even though you were ungodly." Okay, think about that for just a second. Think about the love that the Father must have for you, that Jesus must have for you, that while you were without strength. Now, let me be clear, you had nothing to offer. You had nothing to bring to the table at all. Your wisdom was nothing to him. Your intelligence was nothing to him. Your physical strength was nothing to him. Your influence was nothing to him. Whatever it is that you seem to prize was nothing to him. He can do all that without you. When you were without strength, when you had nothing to offer, Christ died for you. In other words, his love for you is not on the basis of what you do or can do. Because most of the time when people start talking about God loving them, it's on the basis of what they have done or what they haven't done. They can receive God's love if they've done it right. If they've done it wrong, they have trouble believing God loves them. Because after all, I've been behaving ungodly. Well, this specifically says, in due time, Christ died for you when you were ungodly. Now, think about that. You have nothing to offer. You are ungodly. That means you were against him. And he looked at you when you had nothing to offer. He looked at you when you were against him. He looked at you when you were ungodly and died for you. So the reason this is important is because a lot of times, honestly, even for Christian people, or, you know, honestly, you could go either way with the lost. You might be listening to this and you think that God can't save you. I mean, I've met friends of mine that says, "Oh, I know I'm going to hell because I've been a bad person. There's no way God could love me after the things I've done." Well, yeah, actually it says that when you, not only were you have nothing to offer, you were actually, with the strength you had, you were engaging in ungodliness. Now think about that. You had no strength to offer him, and with whatever strength you did have, you were using it to operate in ungodliness. If that's you, guess what? At that moment, in that time, Christ died for you. Why? Why would he do that? Because he was in love with you. Here's this. He knew you were without strength. He knew you were ungodly. And what did he do? He died for you. He gave it all. He was in love with you. People do crazy things when they're in love, and that includes the Lord. It might seem crazy to you that he would do this, but he was in love. Okay, so I talked a little bit about the loss, but what about you as a Christian that you received Jesus and now you've behaved ungodly? Now you've used your strength to go against him. God can't possibly be for you. God can't possibly help you. Well, here's the thing. If he helped you when you were ungodly, not just behaving ungodly, but you were, when he helped you when you had no strength, when you weren't his, why would he not help you now? Who are you going to help more? The kid walking down the street or your own child? Who are you going to help more? Well, here's the thing. Jesus helped you when you were walking down the street. Now you are no longer the child walking down the street. Now you are his, because that's what it says down here. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through his death, so much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved through his life. You know, there's people listening to me right now that you need God's help, but you won't receive it because you've been ungodly. Well, first, let me encourage you to quit, because being ungodly will destroy your faith. It will work against your faith. But if Christ helped you and gave you, if Jesus helped you and gave you his greatest gift when you were ungodly and had nothing to offer, why do you think he would withhold help from you now? Now that you are his. Now that you belong to him. Yeah, but now that I'm his and, you know, I should have done better. Yeah, you probably should have. I know I should have. But you want to know what? He didn't die for me because I had something to offer him. In fact, he died for me when I had nothing to offer him. But now I'm his child. Now you're his child and he loves you. Won't you receive his help? If you're not hearing this on a regular basis, I strongly encourage you to find a local church that is reminding you how much God loves you, not so that you stay in sin, but so that his love can provoke you to come out of it. This is so important. Michael's going to give you some important announcements. Please stay tuned. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors.